creating a wide variety of series characters. He began submitting his stories to Argosine Adventure and received a trail of rejections. Without a mentor, the author began self-educating about what publishers were looking for and tailoring his tales to match. A year later, Hester accompanied her son to a boarding house in a nearby city, Brownwood, to finish his senior year of high school. This move allowed him to meet more people who were also interested in literature. He began writing amateur papers with two friends, Tevis Clyde Smith and Truett Vincent, and exchanging long letters about poetry and philosophy with them. The boys encouraged each other's writing endeavors, and Vincent introduced Howard to The Tatler, Brownwood High's newspaper. The first of the author's stories to ever be printed were included in a December 1922 issue, Golden Hope Christmas and West is West, and won gold and silver prizes respectively. After he graduated in May 1923, Howard and his mother moved back to Cross Plains. He began obsessively following a rigorous exercise routine, which involved cutting down oak trees and chopping them into firewood, lifting weights, punching a bag, and various forms of springing exercises. This allowed him to become more muscular and imposing, and facilitated him boxing more frequently. Professional writing career. After working in several odd jobs around Cross Plains, Howard returned to Brownwood in 1924 to do a course in stenography at Howard Payne College. During this period, after years of steady rejection, his first story was accepted by a struggling pulp magazine, Weird Tales. This caused Howard to drop out of college at the end of the semester and return home. Shortly after, he received news that another of his stories was to be published by the same magazine. After moving back home, Howard began writing his first novel. This was a semi-autobiographical book fashioned after Martin Eden by Jack London. Even though it was finished by 1928, the novel wasn't published until several years after the author's death. It wasn't very popular with readers, but has been a learning tool for those interested in Howard's life story. Even though Weird Tales began accepting many of his stories, they paid upon publication, and to supplement his income, Howard began working as an oil reporter. This led to his employment in another series of jobs, with each one lasting for a brief period. He was also writing lots of poems at the time, but stopped after 1930 and began concentrating on short stories for higher-paying markets. As his emotional instability increased from working long hours, Howard began participating in boxing matches. This, coupled with his writing, became an important outlet for his anger and frustration. Robert E. Howard, The Final Days. By 1936, most of Howard's fiction writing was devoted to Westerns. His novel, A Gent from Bear Creek, was due to be published that year, and it appeared as if the author was finally leaving the pulp magazine scene behind and becoming a more established writer. His life outside of his writing, however, was becoming increasingly difficult. Most of his friends had gotten married and or moved away. Weird Tales had fallen behind on their payments, and, after suffering from tuberculosis for many years, his mother was dying. In June 1936, Hester slipped into a coma. Howard, along with his father and family friends, remained at her bedside without sleeping for extended periods. On the morning of June 11th, one of his mother's nurses confirmed that she would remain comatose until her death.